This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وإمامنا وحبيبنا أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. I praise Allah Almighty and I send prayers and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his noble family, righteous companions and all those that follow them with right guidance until the day of judgment. Ameen. Glory be to you, O Allah. No knowledge have we except that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope everyone is doing well on this fine night. And we continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. And we got to the following verse. بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. This verse now comes after the verse that talks about how Ibrahim عليه السلام and Ya'qub both advised and recommended to their children, their sons, the importance of being firm on the deen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the deen for them and that they should not die except in a state of Islam. And we said this is something that they advised their children and sons during their lives so that they can live with Islam and possibly also upon their death, right before death. And now this ayah is talking specifically about the wasiyah of Ya'qub alayhi salam on his deathbed. So he says, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء. Interestingly, the way the ayah is beginning, however, it is a criticism for the Jews and the Christians, saying to them, or were you witnesses? In other words, the statement is clearly a rejection of something that they said. So that's why it starts out with, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء? Or were you witnesses? In other words, were you witnesses there when Ya'qub alayhi salam was on his deathbed, advising his sons? You were not there. So let me tell you, Allah is going to tell you what happened during that fateful moment. Ya'qub alayhi salam on his deathbed. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء? Or were you witnesses? You did not witness it. Or were you witnesses? أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء? إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. When death approached Ya'qub. Ya'qub is Jacob عليه السلام. حَضَرَ, that's why we talk about the person when they are on their deathbed, we call it the time of ihtidar, right? When death comes to the person. حَضَرَ. Notice also, for the Arabophiles, حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ, not يَعْقُوبُ. يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ. Why? Because death came to Ya'qub. So death here is the one, the fa'il, and Ya'qub is the object because death came to him. إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ. So this is the time when Ya'qub alayhi salam was giving this very important last piece of advice to his sons. Okay, when you are on your deathbed, imagine that moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the deen and make our best moments during the end of our lives. At that time,
his last words to his sons. Subhanallah, they were not about his property or anything worldly. It was about the religion, their faith, their tawheed, the true legacy that he leaves behind as a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ultimate advice. Can you see yourself at that point giving that kind of advice? Subhanallah, we will talk about all kinds of things, do this, do that, right? Concerning the property, concerning your brothers and your sisters, and all things that have to do with the dunya. Would we advise at that last moment, these are your last words, that's it, about the deen? Not only that, look at the wording. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ, to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what will you worship after me? Subhanallah. Can you imagine yourself saying that? I don't think anyone would say something like that. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what are you going to worship after me? In the first one, this is possibly what we expect more. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ, Allah chose the religion for you, so do not die except in a state of Islam. Okay, we can maybe see ourselves saying something like that if we have the firmness of deen to give that kind of advice as our last words, right? But here, he's getting into the specifics of worship. What will you worship after me? How interesting. The expression itself. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, it seems to indicate, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ, that Ya'qub alayhi salam wanted to be specific there. And therefore it was not just be good Muslims, worship Allah alone. What will you worship? He wants them to answer. And he wants the answer to start with, we will worship Allah, we will worship your God, whatever it may be. He wants a firm, affirmative statement. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Furthermore, when he says, what will you worship after me? It seems to indicate, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ, that possibly he was afraid of something. He was afraid. Again, if we look at ourselves, if you know that your sons, your children, are practicing Muslims, would you ask them, what are you going to worship after me? Well, you would just say, continue, fear Allah, be good Muslims. But if you fear something that may be shirk, some kind of worship of someone other than Allah may seep into them, then maybe you will ask this question, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what are you going to worship after me? Maybe something happened that made you fear, and therefore you would ask the question that way. Yeah? So you would say, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what are you going to worship after me? This is what he is asking them. Could it be possible that some of his sons did something other than the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fell into idolatry? The Quran does not mention anything of that. The Quran just mentions their great sin when they intended to kill their brother Yusuf alayhi salam. But he does not mention anything about shirk, right? So it seems if there was something like that, the Quran would have mentioned it. And he's saying, what will you worship after me? Of course, their answer is very clear, that they will worship none other than his God. But the question, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what will you worship after me? He wants to make sure. He wants to be comforted, right? If we look at the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, it mentions the advice of Jacob to his sons, but not on his deathbed, during his life. And it says that he gathered the people of his household and others as well, and he said to them, put away the strange gods that you have amongst you. Subhanallah. And then later on, the verse mentions that they gave unto Jacob the gods which were in their hand. So in other words, the Old Testament is confirming that the people Jacob was advising, amongst whom are his sons, had idols in their hand, and they gave it to their father, subhanallah. The Quran does not confirm that. But again, the indication, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what will you worship after me? Maybe because he saw something, maybe something happened. Or the other answer may be, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ, if we say that no, this did not happen from them, as is clear from their reply, their unequivocal reply that they will only worship the God of Jacob, as we will see, then we may say that Ya'qub might have been afraid because idolatry was rampant at their time. There was idol worship at his time, and there were others who fell into idol worship. So he wanted to be absolutely clear, and he said it in this way, what will you worship after me? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, so that he can be absolutely sure. And there would not be any possibility, and there would not be any confusion. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمُ. Their reply, subhanallah, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. They said, we will worship your God. Another interesting reply. They didn't say we will worship Allah, the one and only. They said we will worship your God, the God of Jacob, the God of our father, and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq. Very interesting. Here as well, it seems what they are doing is putting their father's heart at ease. They're comforting their father to say, we are going to worship your God, the God you taught us to worship, the one and only God, the God that sent you as a prophet, the God that you spent your life calling to. We will worship your God. Not only that, and the God of your forefathers, Ibrahim, wa Ismail, wa Ishaq, emphasizing the unbreakable connection between what? Between those three and Ya'qub. This chain of great people, of prophets and messengers, it's an unbreakable connection. We are going to worship your God and the God of your fathers, the same God. Ibrahim alayhi salam gave similar advice. Ismail seems to have given similar advice. Ishaq as well. And now, Ya'qub. So, they're emphasizing that connection. So they didn't only say, your God and the God of Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq. إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا, one God. إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا, we worship only one God. This is also to emphasize that this is not a reply that is kind of an excuse, such as, oh, we will worship your God, they don't want to name him. No, that's not the case. إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا, one God, none other. And we are submitters to Him. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ Tawheed, إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ Submission. This is Islam. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ We are Muslims. We are Muslims to Him. We are submitters to Him. سُبْحَانَكَ يَا رَبْ They comforted their father Yaqub عليه السلام. Let the Jews and the Christians learn from this. Let them think about this moment, this very emotional moment where Yaqub alayhi salam is looking death in the eye and his 12 sons are all in front of him and he's saying to them, what will you worship after me? And they're all saying together, we will worship your God and the God of your fathers Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, one God, and we are submitters to Him. This is the religion of Islam. The religion of all of these people, all of these great role models, is Islam and Tawheed. And this is what Yaqub wants to hear on his deathbed. This is the most important legacy. And this is the way of the prophets, peace be upon them all, because this is what they were sent with. And this is what they are worried about. And we need to learn from them. This is the legacy, my brothers and sisters. This is what we leave behind. The Jews and the Christians, when they argue, when they attribute themselves to the patriarchs, they call them the patriarchs, Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub. Here you go. This is their religion. Is this what you are worshipping? Are you on their way? Are you on their path? That's why he tells them, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء Or were you witnesses? You were not. Now you know. So if you want to be on the right path, this is their way. If you attribute yourselves to them and you claim you are their descendants, this is their way. So we say, Yaqub alayhi salam was a Muslim. And his 12 sons were Muslims and submitters. Yusuf alayhi salam, the great prophet, son of Yaqub, was a Muslim. His brother Benjamin was a Muslim. Their brothers, Reuben was a Muslim. Simeon was a Muslim. Levi was a Muslim. Judah was a Muslim. Issachar was a Muslim. Zebulun was a Muslim. Gad was a Muslim. Dan was a Muslim. Naftali was a Muslim. They were all Muslims. إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ They're all submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only. This is the way. But here there's a very important question. They said, we worship your God and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. When we talk about belief and aqeedah, can we do imitation in this way? Do we say we believe in the God of our forefathers? So many people nowadays use that excuse. Who do you follow? Who do you worship? The God of our ancestors. Subhanallah. Is this what the Quran teaches? The Quran categorically rejects imitation of the forefathers when it comes to belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebukes those who said, Inna wajadna aba'ana ala ummah wa inna ala atharihim muhtadun. They said, we have found our forefathers upon a religion. And we are upon their footsteps, rightly guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected this. And then He tells us that in many nations, the affluent mutrafuha would say exactly the same. We found our forefathers upon a religion, and we are in their footsteps, following. This is unacceptable. This will not be acceptable. This is not an acceptable excuse. So, when they say we follow your God, نَعْبُدُ إِلَاهَكْ, we worship your God, what do you think? There's a clear difference, isn't there? This is a prophet, peace be upon him, and everyone else mentioned are prophets. They are saying we are on the way of the prophets, of the great patriarchs. We worship their God, the one and only God. They are the rightly guided. This is the difference. Not that this is somehow permitting imitation when it comes to belief. To say, oh, we are following and worshipping the God that our forefathers and ancestors followed. Not at all. Not in this situation. So the reason they mention that is just to clarify that we are on your way. We are following and worshipping the God that you taught us to worship. They are messengers. The Prophet ﷺ wanted to know at the end of his life, have I delivered the message? And they would all say yes. And he would say, oh Allah, bear witness, I have delivered the message. Ya'qub wants to know this ﷺ, and possibly his fathers as well, on their deathbeds, giving a similar advice and recommendation. Another interesting question. They said, إِلَهَ أَبَائِكَ, your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq. Ya'qub is the son of Ishaq, and Ishaq is the son of Ibrahim عليهم السلام. But Ismail is not the father of Ya'qub. Ishaq is the father of Ya'qub. Ismail عليه السلام is the uncle of Ya'qub عليه السلام. This is why some scholars deduced from this that the uncle is like a father. And some said the grandfather as well, because Ibrahim is the grandfather of Ya'qub. That the grandfather is like a father. And some applied it also in terms of mirath, in terms of the laws of inheritance. That the uncle and the grandfather is like a father, based on this ayah and other evidence. So they mentioned Ismail, they mentioned Ibrahim as fathers, alayhim salam. And it may also be, very interestingly here, the sons of Ya'qub, the 12 tribes of Israel, are, or the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel, are mentioning Ismail alayhi salam. And we learned before that Ismail alayhi salam seems to be an afterthought in the Bible. Secondary. Doesn't seem very important. Here are the 12 sons of Ya'qub, and they are mentioning Ismail alayhi salam. He's very important. He's a prophet just like all of them. And he said Ibrahim, and they mentioned Ismail before Ishaq as well. The uncle before the father. Possibly to emphasize that importance. Possibly because Ismail is the older son. Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq ilahan wahidan wa nahnu lahu muslimun. Then he says, tilka ummatun qad khalat. لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون تلك أمة قد خلت. That was a nation that passed. The ones you are talking about, they have passed. Now, again, this is an address to the Jews and the Christians at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. تلك أمة قد خلت. This is a nation that passed. لها ما كسبت. To them, or to it, is what they have earned, what it has earned. In other words, this is a nation that passed. There's no relationship between you and that nation. to it is what it earned, and for you is what you have earned. And you will not be asked about what they did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching them and everyone a very important lesson. Number one, the Jews and the Christians, and especially the Jews, consistently emphasize that they are the descendants of Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub, and they are on their way. And they consistently talk about their ancestors, almost as if their ancestors are going to save them. They are Israel. They are the chosen nation. They are the sons and daughters of these great patriarchs. Will that save them on the Day of Judgment? Allah said, no. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم. There is no connection. They have earned what they have earned. And you have earned what you have earned. And of course we saw, so many of them did not keep the advice, did not heed the wasiyah of Ya'qub alayhi salam. They did very differently than what the sons of Ya'qub did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disconnected between them. This is a nation that passed. To them is what they have done, and what you have done is something separate. You will not be asked about what they did on the Day of Judgment. Stop mentioning them over and over, as if you are going to be asked about what they did. If you are truly their descendants, then follow in their footsteps and earn what they have earned of obedience. Another possibility, wallahu a'lam. The ayah before seems to indicate that those connections, those familial connections, are important and will benefit on the Day of Judgment. So they said, we worship your God and the God of your fathers. So someone might say, oh look, you see the Quran? It is emphasizing this. All you have to do is just be on the way of your fathers, even if you haven't earned the same. I am the son of Ya'qub. I am the son of Ibrahim. I am of the descendants of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's all I need on the Day of Judgment. No. If this is what you understood from the previous ayah, because they said, your God and the God of your fathers, Allah tells them, no, تلك أمة قد خلت. This is a nation that passed. What they have earned is completely separate from what you have earned. And you will not be asked about what they did. So stop consistently invoking them as if they are going to help you, or as if you are going to be asked about what they did, or they will be asked about what you did. Neither is going to be the case. What have you earned? And some of them followed in their footsteps, in the footsteps of their fathers, and heeded the advice and will of these great prophets and messengers, and many did not, as we saw. هذا والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. الله يبارك فيك. Any questions or comments? Okay then, جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. كم الوقت يوسف؟
نص ساعة.
تمام. ان شاء الله.